One thing I've thought about is, I actually originally thought out whenever I got to college was doing film score composition. Then that sort of went in a different direction, and then I thought maybe games would be a better field to break into, doing that sort of thing, you know, composing for like an EA sports game or something like that, or doing a television miniseries. And then, you know, my interest became more into the sort of classical side of composition, and then I was like, well, maybe I should go ahead and try to get a degree, you know, a master's degree and a doctoral degree, and teach
I've been
this
doing
stuff.
Independent films for
people at Lamar, and now I think it's still moving towards theory composition. I would tell those people that there's a really open world out there that they can get their hands on if they so want to, and if they have the desire, you know, they can really go in any way which they want to. And I would say at first it seems like that there's no place for a composer in this world, you know, anymore. That's what I thought whenever I got in there. You know, it's like the days of Beethoven and Mozart, they're gone. You know, like people don't you know, basically pay people to live with them and write music all the time, you know, and stuff like that. You know, that's not really that common. And that's really not where the world of composition seems to be going these days. A lot of it's commercial, you know, and then on the other side of it, you have all these thriving universities all over the planet in which you could, you know, teach theory or composition or something like that. And even if you wanted to go with the, you know, the self-publication thing, I mean, you can do that now with the internet and whatnot. So, I mean, it's a really open world, and it's a really great time to be a composer.